USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Now is the time for the United States to triple down on its efforts to help Ukraine drive out invading Russian forces. That's according to Republican Senator Lindsey Graham on Fox News. Graham saying there's no off-ramp for Russian President Vladimir Putin in the Ukraine war.
The Ukrainians are not going to give the East to Putin to stop the war. They're going to fight for every inch of their territory.
The South Carolina senator adding someone is going to win and someone is going to lose. Mississippi Republican Governor Tate Reeves is calling on the U.S. Supreme Court to deliver their opinion on Roe v. Wade sooner rather than later. Appearing on CNN's State of the Union, the Republican calling the illegal leak of the opinion draft so wrong. More news at USARadio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. This is Wayne Allyn Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, VetsAndHorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told J.P. he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at VetsAndHorses.com. That's VetsAndHorses.com.
New video footage shows Vicky White at a hotel on the morning she allegedly helped a dangerous inmate escape. The video shows White checking out of a Quality Inn in Florence on April 29th, the same day authorities believe she helped Casey White escape from the Lauderdale Detention Center. Authorities also confirmed that White withdrew about $90,000 in cash from multiple banks before apparently fleeing with the inmate. They believe the two may have run off to Florida. Lauderdale County Sheriff Rick Singleton believes a pair is armed and should be considered dangerous.
She owned an AR-15, a shotgun, and another pistol. Typically, those would not be in her patrol car. They were her personal weapons, as was the duty weapon she carried. I think the fact that she owns them, I think it's a fair assumption that they're with them.
AAA reporting on Saturday, the nationwide average for a gallon of gas is up to $4.30 a gallon. This is USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Resort officials at a luxury hotel in the Bahamas confirmed the deaths of American tourists.
Officials in the Bahamas says three American tourists have died at a resort after falling ill. A fourth tourist was airlifted to a hospital for treatment. The cause of death is unknown, though foul play is not suspected. Their health minister, Michael Darville, says some hotel guests went to a clinic Thursday after not feeling well. They were treated and released. He adds initial investigations indicate it was an isolated incident. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Spring planting season has begun for many farmers, and though their crop prices are higher than they've been in years, the war in Ukraine is causing skyrocketing costs for farmers here in the United States. Farmers are being hit with price hikes across the board in fuel prices and equipment, but especially fertilizer. All of this has people calling it quits when it comes to farming, which has Stephanie Nash, who is a farmer, concerned.
We've seen 45,000 dairy farms go out since 2003. I'm worried for my beef farmers, the processing plants, how four major packers are depending on a price. I'm worried about pretty much all of agriculture. What is our future looking like, and how are Americans going to rally around our agriculture communities? We must support our local agriculture, and we cannot let regulations kill off our food supply.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. More news on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.